はビルヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内では。
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The best of the Phil Henry 1999 CD is here, and our third CD signing event is going to be coming up on Saturday, January 15th at noon. That's this coming Saturday at noon. I'm going to be at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore in Tarzana. So for those of you in the L.A. area, you can come out and see me at 19119 Ventura Boulevard, just south of the 101 between Tampa and Reseda. And for only $20, you'll get a CD signed by me, and all the proceeds go to a great, 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 great bunch of people, a great charity, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. And did you buy your bed from Sit and Sleep, Mike? I got a mattress from them when Marie and I were married on the air. They gave me a wonderful king size mattress, and it's just great. Well, that's all I can say. It's just great. So anyway, be out there. I was trying to think of something else to say, and forget it. It's great. Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore, Tarzana, 19119 Ventura Boulevard. If you're not in the L.A. area, you'd like to get a copy of our CD, please log on to philhenryshow.com. You can buy it online. And I hope you availed yourself of the opportunity to purchase one from us last Friday evening. We had our radiothon, and we sold $12,000 worth of CDs, raised $12,000 for My Friend's Place. We're very, very thankful and grateful to the great and generous people in our audience. That's tremendous. And so we're up around 52 G's, all told, the money that we've raised so far for My Friend's Place. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So I'm reading a book, not that I want to talk about the book that I'm reading, but I want to just talk about this one aspect of it, because it's kind of an interesting thing. Here's the book that I'm reading. See, I don't read any mainstream stuff. I read. I don't know how many of you guys do, and it's okay if you don't. Believe me, I don't. Far be it from me. I'm not going to tell you you have to read if you don't want to. It's fine. Reading can be extremely dull. It can really, really suck, unless you find something you really like, right? And most of you guys I know, you're either listening to the radio, watching TV, checking out the sports page, doing what you got to do, right? But occasionally I like to pick up a book. They're cool, and it gives me something to do other than sit on my dead can in front of a TV. You know what I'm talking about? I'm being very serious. I don't want to just be a slave to that remote control. I got to get away from it. And like when I get home at night, I don't want to just sit there with my can parked in the seagrass chair, wolfing down the last of the penny pasta or whatever it is, the pesto that my wife left me, watching Classic Sports Network, trying to see what I can get for free on Turner Classic Movies or maybe that American movie, because I don't buy any movie channels, because if I even try to spend one nickel, well, maybe HBO, but, she's not going to let me do it. So I got to, the free movies that I get, Mike? I got to watch, classic movies on AMC. So forget it. I want to do something else. I buy a damn book. So I went down there and I bought The Messenger, The Rise and Fall of Elijah Muhammad. Most of you guys don't know who he is, and I'll tell you who he is. He's the man who founded Nation of Islam. Very controversial guy, a real firebrand. Really coalesced many African-American people into a mentality that some thought was very confrontational, some thought was very separatist, some thought was evil, some thought was politically incorrect, some people who thought it was fantastic, whatever. But a very, very pivotal and important guy. And the thing of it is I'm white. Now, a white guy picking up a book about a black guy, it's a funny thing. I've noticed this because I've read a lot of biographies. I don't know. I involve myself. It's an interesting thing, history for me. I like history. I read a lot of history, and I read a lot of history that ordinarily doesn't get printed or published because I really like the real stuff, so I want to know what's really going on. And so I tend to read biographies and historical things about people that nobody knows anything about, or, most people, they don't want to know from this crap, right? Especially if you're a white guy reading a story about a black guy, because you're not supposed to. White people are not supposed to read about black people unless it's Dennis Rodman. Then you can read. Then you can buy the book. Dennis Rodman's the only acceptable black guy you can read about. The rest of these cats, especially if you're talking about Elijah Muhammad, forget it. So it's real creepy and weird. And my wife's kind of looking at me like, what the hell? What? What are you doing? Well, it's a book that I bought. See, I just finished the Jack Kerouac book. I'm starting on the new book, Elijah Muhammad, honey. And she's, that's really great. So anyway, I want to tell you all about the Merv Griffin thing I read. You know, in other words, she just doesn't want to go there with me. Come on, baby, let me tell you about Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. She don't want to know because, not that she's racist, far, but my wife is an egalitarian, wonderful woman, as far as it goes, as far as most of us can be. Not that we have any black friends hanging around, but, you know, at least, in you know, we talk about it a lot. And she's like, I just don't want to know from that, because you're not supposed to. You never seen more dumb-looking faces than you see a whole bunch of white folks looking at you when you say, hey, look what I'm reading. It's the life of Elijah freaking Muhammad. And they're, what the hell are you doing? You're not even remotely, you're not even Italian. If you were Italian, like Tony Sorrentino, I could understand you reading about a black guy. But you're Irish. Look at Sorrentino wants to kill me. He wants to put a pickaxe right in my forehead. You're not even a Sicilian. You're not even close to that. You're an Irish pasty-faced Mick. What are you doing reading about a black guy? And you get really weird looks. So it's fun in an airport, poolside, at a luxurious resort. Just pick up your big with my white belly, my white skin, my white legs, and my white glowing head, and my big, fat, black volume of Elijah Muhammad, Rise and Fall. And there he is with all those black kissers, Malcolm X, and people are looking at me like, the hell are you doing? You must be a school teacher. Why? Well, you're reading that crap. No, I'm not a school teacher. I'm a, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I do a radio talk show. Oh, I see. That's why you do it. No, frankly, I don't. There's absolutely nothing in the crap that I read that I can bring to the radio. Nothing. What, am I going to sit here and talk about Jack Kerouac's Selected Letters, 1957 and 1969? I don't think so. Now, I'm getting 15 minutes out of Elijah Muhammad, but I ain't telling you nothing about him. I'm telling you how weird I look reading the book. Oh, I see. So you're reading that because of, no, there's no. I might have, because why are you reading that crap? You're a white man reading about a black guy. Because it's interesting. Because it's interesting. Because I'm tired of the usual crud. Because I want something that I don't know anything about. Because I would like, not because I want to get educated, just surprised would be a nice change of pace. I want to read about people I don't know anything about. I want to read about history that I don't know anything about. And I want it to be about this country that I live in right here, America. You should have seen, I was on a real black kick. I read the whole Lost Cities of Africa volume. And that really blew them away down there at the resort in Mexico about a year ago. I had a bunch of folks from London, all kinds of white folks sitting around going, the hell's that white guy over there reading about the Lost? What of Africa? What? Are you an archaeologist? No, I'm not. I dig it. You know, I want to read about, like, the Zanzibar coast, the whole Swahili thing, all the Arabs and everything. What, do you want to be black? No, I don't want to be black. Are you trying to get, like, yeah, you're trying to get with black people? You got a black chick in your life? No, man, it's reading it. So you're not supposed to do that. If you're white, you're not really, not that anybody's going to give you a hard time about it, but you're really not supposed to read that crap. I'm staying up on all of it, man. Elijah Muhammad, Lost Cities of Africa, Amos and Andy. I got all them tapes. And then I got my buddy Craig over here. What's the last book you read, Craig? Oh, no, Tony Lynch is some of those WWF comics. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Very happy to get on the line here from Santa Ana tonight, from the Orange County Courier. Doug Danger, who's the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And VH1 has released their list of the top 100 greatest rock and roll songs.
Yeah, I'm afraid, Phil, that we've got another one of these millennium lists, and it's starting to get a little bit old, but we do have the list.
It's 100 songs from VH1, the 100 greatest rock and roll songs, is determined by a panel of 700 voters. We were going to get to this. I know that you're going to be publishing your top 10 rock and roll songs of all time as well.
Well, it's something that I do, Phil, every year, and this is VH1's the first time they've done this, but I'm always changing the list because our perception of music changes, I think. And as a gay man, as you know, Phil, I came out of the closet, and I was in the closet for a lot of years, 2 years ago. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I feel like I can look at things in a more honest and direct way than I was able to do in the past when I was still living in the closet and I was hiding who I really was. And now I think my life is an open book, more or less, and I'm able to look at things more honestly.
Well, how is coming out of the closet and being openly gay, how does that help you, for instance, compile a list of top rock and roll songs?
I think it's because I hear it with a new ear, Phil. I'm able to hear the music in a more honest way. I'm able to, my writing and my critiquing has I don't think, never been better. I really have turned into an aficionado of the music because there's nothing limiting me anymore. And because now I hear the music the way the average person hears it in an honest way. And so as a gay man and as a gay journalist, it gives me the ability to critique honestly.
Now, you have a list of the top 10 songs of all time. This was not compiled by any panel. This is yours.
Yeah, this is my list, Phil, and I'll tell you why. I'm an entertainment critic. I've been out of the closet for a year and a half, about 2 years. Since I got out of the closet, I'm able to hear the music in a new way. My writing and critiquing has never been better, as I mentioned. I want people to know that I'm qualified to pick these. Okay? These are the songs that I wanted to hear more. What I did is I took out my record collection, I listened to each and every song that I had in my collection, and the songs that I wanted to hear more, I asked myself, okay, these songs are interesting to me. All right, do they have the five things I think every rock and roll record should have? Number one, does it have a beat? Do you want to dance to it? That's kind of the old Dick Clark thing.
Right.
Number two, lyrics that make you think. I want the lyrics to make me think. Number three, will people remember it? Will it be time honored? Number four, does it grab you right from the first note? You know, there's certain songs just grab you right off the bat. And number five, does it make you wish your stereo could be turned up louder? Just crank it up. That's what rock and roll is all about, being able to crank it up. And if it was a positive in all of those questions, then I put it on the list. And I listened, and I spent about 3-4 weeks going through each and every song in my record collection. And I came up with a definitive list of the top 10 rock and roll records of all time.
All right. You know, the last time we did this with the movies, we had a drum roll. Do we have a drum roll over there, guys? I don't know why. I just think it's kind of...
Well, it gives a little drama to it.
Yeah, it does, Doug. They're not here. Over in that rack over there, I think, is the drum roll. You got it, Craig? Okay, buddy. I'm sorry. I thought we put it back. Let me... put this in. All right, here is your list.
Now, this is my definitive list of the top 10 rock and roll records of all time. And go ahead, Phil.
All right, here is number 10. Okay, it's too long. Have we got a shorter drum roll?
Number 10 is...
Hold on for a minute, Doug. Here's a 3-second drum roll. I'm sorry to be wasting so much time on the drum roll.
I just think it's good.
Okay, here it is. Number 10.
Number 10, Phil, is Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. That's a no-brainer. Satisfaction should be on anybody's top 10 list, the greatest rock and roll records of all time.
It does grab you right from the first note, doesn't it?
Oh, that fuzz guitar that Keith Richards used on that song. I think the Stones economically put that record together. Beautiful, just a great, great rock and roll dance. You just want to move around. You want to dance to it. The lyrics make you think. You know, you want to think about kind of a brain teaser on those lyrics. You know, I can't get no satisfaction. Is he talking about sex? Is he talking about, what's he talking about? So the lyrics make you think. Will people remember it? Well, we're 30-plus years since the release of that. We're 34, 35 years since that song is released. Still a great rock and roll record. And does it make you want to crank the stereo up? You bet.
All right, that is number 10, Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Here now is number nine. Number nine, Doug.
Yeah, number nine on the Doug Danger top 10 records of all time, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. A classic song. The way the acoustic work of Jimmy Page leads into classic metal stylings, Robert Plant's voice is never better on any record that Led Zeppelin's ever done than on Stairway to Heaven. That song could very well be one of those records that will live forever. I mean, that's how big it was.
And yet that song was not released as a single.
No, it was not. It was never released as a single. That record was strictly played as an album cut off of that album, Led Zeppelin IV, but it was never released as a single.
All right, let's go now to number 8.
Phil, number 8 is Surfing Safari by the Beach Boys. It's got all the surf music, classic California styling that swept across the nation, gave us a certain freedom, a kind of a new form of music that blended the vocal stylings of the Four Freshmen with the guitar licks of Chuck Berry. And that song introduced the whole world to the Beach Boys, who are one of the more classic American rock and roll bands. Excuse me, Phil. The Beach Boys. Okay, and that brings us to what number are we up to now?
Okay, we're at number 7. Number 7.
Okay, number 7, another great classic styling. This one, Sister Christian by Night Ranger. I think everybody agrees that that is harmonically one of the great rock and roll records of all time. And the way it builds up to that motor in, what's your, you know, the way it does that, that is just bitchin'. That's a bitchin' record, and it's called Sister Christian by Night Ranger.
All right, number 6.
Number 6, Like a Virgin by Madonna, the 6th greatest rock and roll record of all time. That introduced us to Madonna, her dancing, her singing. You move your feet when you hear that song. It makes you, the lyrics make you think, you know, like a virgin kissed for the very first time. And also you want to look at the beginning of that movie, what do you call it? Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, they're talking about that.
They're talking about it. Like a Virgin, number 6.
Like a Virgin is number 6. And now number 5, the 5th greatest rock and roll record of all time.
Light by Fire by the Doors. Great 6-minute, beautiful organ, Ray Manzarek's organ, and also Jim Morrison singing. And who could deny that Light My Fire is just one of those songs that you want to dance to, the lyrics make you think, and you want to crank it up. Light My Fire.
Okay, we're going to be back with the top 4 records of all time on Doug Danger's list. Numbers 10 through 5, we've already heard. We'll be back with 4 through 1 here on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. If you agree, disagree, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, Orange County, California, Courier's local newspaper. He's the entertainment writer, and he's rolling out his top 10 rock and roll records of all time. And these, again, this decision was based on no votes by any readers or...
No, I don't do that, Phil.
Why don't you do that?
Well, because, again, I'm a professional critic. I am a professional entertainment critic. I don't need any listener or any readers to tell me, you know, what's good and what isn't. I tell people what's good. They don't tell me as a, you know, as a writer. That's what I do. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I do that because I'm honest.
Okay. We have counted down 10 through 6. These are the songs we have so far. Number 10, Satisfaction by the Stones. Number 9, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
Number 8, Surfin' Safari by the Beach Boys.
That is correct.
Number 7, Sister Christian by Night Ranger. 7th greatest rock and roll record of all time.
That's correct, yeah.
Number 6, Like a Virgin, Madonna. Number 5.
That's a great song, by the way. That kicked off her career.
Number 5, Light My Fire. And now we come to number 4, the greatest rock and roll record of all time.
Number 4, a classic by A-ha, Take On Me. And I'll tell you, that's a song that not only has the great energy and the great synergy, I think, of the whole post-punk movement. But it's just so good. I mean, you know, take on me, take on me, you know. And he gets way up there with the singing. Pardon me, my voice is not anywhere near as that dude in Aha, but that's a great, great song.
That's the number four greatest. The number four.
That's the number four greatest rock and roll record of all time, yeah.
All right, and now number three.
Number three, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. You knew that one was coming, right? Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. How can you not move your feet when you hear boom, 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 boo, yeah, you know, that stuff just kicks ass. That stuff gets me high. Does it have a beat? Yes. Hello. Lyrics that make you want to think? Yeah, Billie Jean. You know, she's pregnant. She's whatever. He knocked her up. Who knows? Will people remember it? Will it be time-honored? I think so. Does it grab you from the first note? Yeah. Hey, who can deny it? Boom, boom, wow, boom, boom, wow, you know. Does it make you wish your stereo had a number 11? I have worn out. I mean, I have busted three car radios and three car stereos listening to how awesome, awesome Billie Jean is.
Okay, number three is Billie Jean. Number two.
Remember what I said about it grabbing you from the first note, Phil? Phil?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay. Going to party at the county jail. La-da-dee-da-dee. What does that say? What is that?
Jailhouse Rock, Elvis.
That's right. Jailhouse Rock is one of the most awesome, awesome, awesomest rock and roll records that has ever been done. Elvis Presley, 23 years of age, just, and the Cheap Trick version, by the way, that I almost did that one instead of Elvis.
Really?
Yeah, that is almost better than Elvis's version of Jailhouse Rock and Rod Stewart's version of it. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on. That song kicks ass. That's number two on my list. That comes up to what? To number one?
To number one. Here we go.
The number one, in my opinion, the number one rock and roll record of all time. I think everybody's going to go, yes, because they've been waiting for it. What If God Was One of Us, Joan Osborne. That song, Phil, What If God Was One of Us, just kind of just took the rock and roll world by storm 4 years ago. Ding, 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 ding. You know, as soon as you hear that song, as soon as you hear the guitar kick in, lyrically it makes you think like a son of a bitch. It makes you want to move your, you'll dance your ass off to a song like that. Does it grab you from the first lyrics that people remember it? Does it make you want to crank it up? I crank that sucker up every time I hear it on the radio. It has taken the music world by storm. It is a significant work. Joan Osborne, What if God was
one of us?
What if God were one of us? Joan Osborne.
Okay, there you have it. Doug Danger's top 10 records of all time, top 10 rock and roll records of all time. Number 10, Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Number 9, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Number 8, Surf and Safari by the Beach Boys. Number 7, Sister Christian by Night Ranger. Number 6, Like a Virgin by Madonna. Number 5, Light My Fire by The Doors. Number 4, Take on Me by Aha. Number 3, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Number 2, Jailhouse Rock by Elvis.
Almost was Cheap Trick, too.
Almost was Cheap Trick. And number 1, the top rock and roll record of all time, What If God Were One of Us?
There you go.
All right, let's take a phone call. Here is Montebello on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Night Ranger sucks. How did they get on this list?
Sister Christian? That is awesome.
Sister Christian, Like a Virgin.
Where did you come up with this? Everybody has their different tastes in music. I'm talking about significant, as a music critic, okay? And as a gay journalist and as a gay man, I'm listening to this with open ears and an open mind.
Yeah, but they've done nothing for rock and roll. Night Ranger, come on.
Night Ranger, I'm not saying that the band, I'm talking about best single song, you know? Some bands get a career, some bands get an album, maybe some bands get one song, but that one song is so significant in the development of rock and roll.
If anyone
what are you laughing about, man?
If anyone admits to even listening to that song, they'll get their ass kicked. And you're bitch too, I can tell you've been drinking.
They'll get their ass kicked.
All right. If you're a gay basher, that's your thing.
No, it's okay. Not gay, it's me. It doesn't matter.
What are you talking about getting their ass kicked?
No, it's like, come on. That song is weak.
Dude,
and What If God Was One of Us? What was that one? What are you talking about? Haven't you heard of, like, classic other songs by the Rolling Stones?
Wait a minute. Do you forget 4 short years ago how we were all just stunned, how we stood there?
No, come on. What are you talking about? No one was stunned.
Hey, Doug, I'll tell you. I was stunned every time I heard it. Like, okay, can we move on past this song?
Okay. You know, if you guys want to be homophobic, you want to get your gay jokes in, that's fine.
It's got nothing to do with gay or homophobia. Joan Osborne, What If God Were One of Us, was interesting and cute the first 3 times I heard it.
How about Jimi Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix would be on my list. I got an honorable mention list, okay, which I failed to mention. These are my honorable mentions, which didn't make my top 10. Number 5 honorable mention would be Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix.
That's good.
Number 4, Infatuation, Rod Stewart. Everybody knows a great song. Number 3, Layla, Derek and the Dominoes. Number 2, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler.
Total Eclipse of the Heart?
What's going on here, Phil?
Okay, no, let's
go on, Total Eclipse, what's number 1?
This is honorable mention, not really number 1.
Okay.
Honorable mention. Signs, the 5-man electrical band.
The what? What the hell is that?
Signs? You mean that song that went, Signs?
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Oh, my God.
Signs everywhere, a sign. So I put my hair up under my hat, said, what gives you the right?
Oh,
you don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember it, man. Just because I remember it doesn't mean it was bitchin'.
Hey, did Depeche Mode find anywhere on your list? Anywhere?
Okay, go ahead. Be a smartass.
Wait, look at man. Aha is on the freaking list. Why'd you stick Depeche Mode's ass in there? Sir, thank you very much for your call.
I think it's gutless, Phil. Seriously. Just a minute, okay?
All right.
I think it's gutless to have me stick my neck out and say, here's what I think is cool, and you take shots at it. I think it is the height of gutlessness, and I think it's the height of disingenuousness, intellectual disingenuousness, that you would do that.
All right, I mean, that's a good point, but I don't know that you can say Bonnie Tyler.
Phil, that song is a classic.
A classic?
Yes. Anybody knows it.
Dallas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I don't understand this list. I mean,
what?
You're not professional.
I've been a music critic for 20 years.
I know what's good. Joan Osborne? I don't think so. Whatever.
That song.
My grandmother heard that song and about had a heart attack.
What's the number 1 song in your opinion?
Mine?
Of all time.
Of all time.
Right.
It had to be something by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. They sell a lot of records.
They do. And
you're
their new CD is going to be the best. It's
going to blow your ass off. Blow my ass off?
It is going to be the great. It's going to be one of the greatest CDs.
Phil, what's the number 1 rock and roll record in your opinion?
In mine?
He's asking me. Just singularly number 1 rock and roll record of all time. You'd have to say songs like Johnny B. Goode or Satisfaction by the Stones, something like that.
Oh, okay, Grandpa.
What do you know, okay, Grandpa? You're asking me about of all freaking time, okay? Since the beginning of rock and roll?
Yeah.
I'd have to say it's a Chuck Berry record if you really want my honest opinion.
Jesus. And this chick, what are you, about 15?
No, you're wrong.
Well, what's up with Smashing Pumpkins? I mean, they're good, but I mean, out of all time.
Well, you're the guy. What If God Was One of Us?
That song's a classic. It was an instant
classic. That is not a classic. That sucked.
What about this whole thing about how it grabs you from the first note?
Yes, it does.
It didn't grab me. It threw me. You're so wrong. It doesn't grab you. It throws you against the wall and busts your head open.
As soon as you hear that first note, ding, 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 you know exactly
what... You know what you sound like? You sound like diarrhea coming out of somebody's mouth. I mean, that's so terrible.
You're with Smashing Pumpkins. What's the second most popular? What's the second greatest rock and roll record of all time?
Something by Smashing Pumpkins.
What's the third?
Something by Smashing Pumpkins.
What do you know about music, lady?
What do I know?
Yeah.
I play music. I write music. I know what's good and I know what's not. And Joan Osborne is not.
Give me another classic record.
For me?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good artists out there. No, I'm not a critic. No, I haven't been in the business.
There you go. That's the key. You're not a critic. You don't know what I know.
But you shouldn't be one either.
You don't know what I know.
You shouldn't be one. You should not be one. You should not be one. Joan Osborne sucks.
You're telling me.
Okay, no. Why don't you listen to me for a second? Where is her next album? She has like one album,
one
song
about one
that
record.
Made the cut.
I'm talking about one record.
Song,
I'm talking about
song.
Classic songs. That's what I'm talking about.
That is
about.
Not classic a classic song. That is the only song that Joan Osborne ever made.
It doesn't matter if it was the only song she ever made. It's so classic. It's number one.
Classic. It is not classic. My grandparents have had.
Let's go down the list here for a minute. What do you mean number four? Take on me. Aha. Uh-huh.
That is classic stuff.
I mean, it's not a bad song. It's also about a 50. It's just one of those things that kind of came, you know, that...
It's old.
Take
it's used out. It's old.
On me.
Please quit
take
singing. My ears
me.
Are bleeding.
Take me. I'm trying to give you some memory of the song.
Well, don't
take
give me some memory of the song.
Me.
You're about to make me puke. Don't sing.
Hey, lady, go puke, okay?
I'm go, about to.
Go puke
you,
up on your Smashing
really
Pumpkins CD.
Me. You think that Joan Osborne is so great. She sucks. She sucks. And all your
you
stupid
haven't come
lists,
up. You came up with Smashing Pumpkins. What's that all about?
They're great. They have many, many, many albums out. They're really
whatever.
Great. They have a lot of stuff that's out. And not just one of their songs off the album made it, like Joan Osborne, What If God Was One of Us, which just sucks completely.
All right, well, I understand what he's saying about how, thanks for your call, ma'am, how you're talking about.
I'm just talking about one song, Phil. And you're got to be putting me on. That guy that called in, I forget what city he was calling from, he's trying to tell me that Sister Christian doesn't rock? I feel sorry for that guy. Boom, 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 boom. You're motoring, yeah. What, you know, that song's bitching.
Okay, Doug, you know what? You're using a lot of dumbass terms, too. I mean, that song's bitching. You're a music critic. Behave that way. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. His top 10 records of all time. Number one, What If God Were One of Us, Joan Osborne. Number two, Jailhouse Rock, Elvis. Number three, Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. Number four, Take On Me, Aha. Number five, Light My Fire, The Doors. Number six, Like a Virgin, Madonna. Number seven, Sister Christian, Night Ranger. Number eight, Surf and Safari, The Beach Boys. Number nine, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. Number 10, Satisfaction, The Stones. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier about the top 10 all-time greatest rock songs, number one of which, according to Doug, is What If God Were One of Us by Joan Osborne. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Just wondering your comments on how can you leave out the Beatles. Hello?
Could you turn Doug's pot up, please? Yeah, I can't hear Doug. Hold on for a sec. Doug, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. The Beatles, that's a good point. I think the Beatles are a great group, but I think a great group in terms of what they did in total, not individually. I don't think any one song they did was all that good, but their albums were good. But any one song...
Well, what about something classic like, you know, not that it was a favorite of mine, Hey Jude?
Oh,
what?
No, I don't think so. It sucked.
Hey Jude sucked.
Well, yeah, I think it did.
What about, like, Lady Madonna?
It's individually, but I think the albums themselves were good.
Okay, Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What happened to some real classic rock and roll? He got some bubblegum music on that top 10, I believe. Number one, and Madonna, Michael Jackson. That's not rock and roll.
Well, what about Aha?
What about what?
Aha, Take On Me. Have you ever heard that song?
Oh, yeah.
Take on me.
What about...
Take on me, take...
God, I hate that song. That's the freakiest, fruitiest thing that...
Excuse me? Some more gay bashing?
Gay bashing, man. I just don't think that song is a top 10 of all time.
Are you kidding? The singing for that guy... You know the song I'm talking about, sir, in Atlanta?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
On me. You know, he gets way up there, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's not rock and roll. What about some ZZ Top, Aerosmith, Skinner, Freebird? I mean, those are classic.
I'll roll another one, just like the other one. That's just dope head music, man. I'm talking about You know,
what about Lynyrd Skynyrd? What about Sweet Home Alabama? What about
Sweet Home Alabama? What about Freebird? I mean, that's one of the hard rock and roll songs ever written.
Freebird?
Yeah.
You know that guy, the guy who plays guitar on that, who is that, Gary Washington? All he does is this, back and over and over again. You know that takes no talent. Huh?
I think that's rock and roll. That's my opinion.
Well,
rock
take
and roll.
On me.
Freebird is more cool than Take on Me.
Take me. I can't even get up that high. I can't tighten my ass muscles enough to get that high.
Oh, well.
That's talent, brother. It is.